Chapter 4. Stick tried the leather chair behind the giant desk, swiveling slowly from side to side as he stared at the phone system, at the dull orange glow in one of the extension buttons. He said, "I bet what's-his-name Chucky's talking to somebody. You want to listen in?" It brought Rainey away from the glass doors, coming over with his shoulders hunched like he was tiptoeing, not wanting to make any noise. "Come on, man! Don't fool around." "I haven't touched it."
"He's got phones all over this place," Rainey said. "You know how many phones he's got?"
"4," Stick said. "5.
"5, shit! He's got... I think he's got... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7...
Rainey seemed to be picturing them as he counted, punching the air with one finger, giving it short jabs.
8, 9... He's got like 12 phones up here.
"That's a lot of phones," Stick said. "He must like phones, huh?"
"He has to have them," Rainey said. "Chucky owns the whole top floor up here. The apartment's like connected together. Cost him, I hear, $1 million. Shit, that's nothing to him. Some of his guys stay here. That one, Lionel Oliva, he's like his bodyguard. Chucky has an apartment he keeps a broad in when he's got a broad here, you know, staying. I don't know if he's got one staying here now or not. Chucky goes through broads, man. They don't stay too long. He gets rid of them, or they get nervous being with him and have to leave. Some guys, did I tell you that? They say he's a switch hitter, but I never seen him with anything but a broad."
Stick said, "No chicks, huh?" Rainey said,
"What?"
"Nothing," Stick said. He'd think about it, see if there was a distinction between a chick and a broad, or ask Rainey about it sometime. He got up from the desk where he was making Rainey nervous and looked around the paneled den. The wood walls and floor made the room seem bare. Stick went over to a row of framed color photographs of groups of men in sporty attire, a group with golf clubs, a group standing by a row of sailfish hanging by the tails, a group having drinks on the fantail of a yacht. The name, lettered in gold on the stern, was Seaweed. This one interested Stick because there were two girls in string bikinis standing among the soft-looking guys in their Easter egg outfits, the girls acting coy, trying to appear surprised, their mouths saying, "Oh," to whatever the guys were doing.